I think I've never been real happy with the connector on the antenna, and I don't think it was put on right. And it's a big one. It's a 2.25-inch hardline connector, and it's this new style. So I don't have the tools. I'm kind of afraid to take it apart because I don't have everything I need to dress it back out and connect it up. But it spins on the end of the coax, and I'm just not real confident that the guys that installed it did it correctly. And I think if that's, you know, there's been a lot of activity in the room where the repeater is, and the opportunity for somebody to have, you know, bump things or move things, and I got to go in there and I got to sweep the antenna, check that. That'd be my first guess. Normally nothing, you know, unless something breaks, nothing goes out of whack, you know, or antenna gets hit by, you know, gets jostled around by the weather or gets lightning strike or something goes bad and, you know, in the repeater itself. But in this case, I think we got, you know, could have a jumper went bad or something, you know. That's, it's going to be probably something in the antenna or antenna jumpers setup. So that's really what I got to go prepared to work on.